That was quick. I was surprised to come so soon.
时间过得真快，一下子我又要上来了。
Nobody wants to sing?
没有人要唱歌吗？没有要带敬拜吗？
We'll do that another time. Before we begin or look into the Bible, just want to say thank you again to you for your kindness and your love to me.
在我传讲信息之前，我要向大家感谢，感谢大家对我的爱心。
The last meeting comes so soon.
每一次最后一个聚会总是这么快就来到。
They say that time flies when you're having fun.
就好像当我们是美好的时光总是过得特别快。
And if that's true, I've mixed emotions this morning.
所以今天早上呢，我其实是有一些感触的。
I read in the handbook, the guidebook. I read the little blurb about myself.
因为我今天看到了那个在大会手册里面有关对我的介绍。
And it says there that I've been coming here for over 10 years.
在手册上说我已经来到这个教会超过十年以上。
Somebody's not having fun. Time is dragging.
看起来好像就是每一年都是一样的，好像这不是很有新鲜感。
I wanted to see if I was right or not, so Sister Nancy and I were figuring it out and.She said, no, it's probably been about 22 years.
后来呢，我跟那个于师母在交谈，差不多其实我来到这里已经有22年了。
And I've had the chance to see some of you when you were this big, and now you're this big.
我们当中有些人，我刚见到你们的时候是这么小，现在你们已经长到这么大了。
It's a wonderful thing that we can grow together, but we can also grow spiritually.
是的，我们可以一起长大，这是一个很美好的祝福。更重要的是，我们可以在属灵里一起长大。
And although you're over here on the wrong coast, I mean the west coast, and I'm on the east coast, still we're one body.
虽然你们在西海岸，我在东海岸的，但是呢，我们都可以在主里是合一的。
We're one church.
我们是同一个教会。
And I don't know how you feel, but I feel like I'm one with you.
我不知道你们怎么感觉，但是我觉得我就是你们中间的一份子。
So we want to pray for one another and continue to love one another in the love of God.
所以让我们彼此代祷，而且在主的爱里面彼此相爱。
If you have your Bibles this morning, I'm going to ask that you first of all turn with me to Philippians chapter 1.
我们现在来看腓立比书第一章。
Christ is all and in all.
基督是一切，又在一切之内。
Christ is all that we need to save us from sin and to keep us clean.
基督就是我们一切所需要的，让我们可以得救，使我们可以从罪得释放。
Christ is all that we need to make us to be like Jesus and to work out that perfection in us.
我们需要成圣呢，耶稣也是我们所需要的一切，使我们可以成圣。
And this morning, rather than looking introspectively about our cleanliness before God or are being molded and conformed into his image, I would like to look outwardly at the blessing that he would like to flow from our lives to others.
So, 今天早上我们不是只是要看在我们往内看，看我们需要被主来洁净，我们需要被主来成圣，被主来改变。而今天我们要看我们如何能够往外，让这个祝福可以往外流出去。
Christ is all that we need to serve him acceptably.
基督也是我们所需要的一切，可以帮助我们来照着他所喜悦的方式来服侍神。
So the world doesn't really, or the church doesn't really need you or me. What we need is Christ in you or Christ in me.
其实教会所需要的不是你或是我，而是在你和我里面的基督。
And he wants to be all in our service for him and in our living before him as far as it connects with the body of Christ.
基督呢，他希望在我们的生活，在我们的服事里，和我们跟主身体之间的关系里面，他都是其中，而且都是一切。
So we want to bear fruit not only in our own lives, but in the lives of others.
所以我们不单希望在自己的生命里结果子，也希望在别人的生命里面结果子。
Here in Philippians chapter 1, in the 22nd verse, Paul says this.
所以在腓立比书第一章第二十二节，保罗这么说的。
If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me.
但我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子。
If I'm going to keep on living, and he was in a strait betwixt two, and he didn't know whether to depart would be better than to stick around, But if I'm going to keep on living in this body, then I want it to be fruitful labor.As far as I'm concerned,
因为当时在保罗身上，他不知道该怎么拣选，他应该留在世上呢，还是离世与基督同在？但是他说，我如果在肉身活着，我就会做成我
in Colossians chapter one
结果子的功夫。
Colossians chapter one and verse six, Paul writes to them and says, all over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing.Just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace and all its truth.
哥罗西书第一章第六节，保罗也说，这个福音传到你们，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。
All over the world, the gospel is going forth and bringing forth fruit.
因为在普天之下，福音传到的地方都会结果子。
It's been doing that, Paul says to the Colossians. It's been doing that there in Colossae, and that's what's happening all over the world. Fruit is being born for the kingdom of God.
保罗说，就像在哥罗西的教会，而且在普世一样，凡是听见福音的地方都有结果子。
In Romans to the church at Rome, chapter 1, and in verse 11, Paul says this.
在罗马书第一章。保罗也这么说的。
He says, I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong.
因为他说，我也盼望能够到你们中间，而且给你们一些属灵的果子。
Verse 12, that is that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith.
然后他就说，这样呢，你在我们中间，因为我们彼此的信心就可以同得安慰。
Paul says, I'm going to come. He says, I haven't been able to yet. There hasn't been the opportunity. But I really desire to come to where you are because I want to help you. I want to enrich your life. I want to be the vessel that causes you to bear fruit. But it goes the other way also. I want you to bless me. We can be mutually encouraged and helped and strengthened in the Lord.
在这里保罗说他对罗马的教会说我切切的想要见你们我相信你也是一样因为这样子的话我可以来在你们中间我可以分赐一些属灵的恩赐给你们也帮助你们结果子而他同时说你们也可以安慰我的心所以这个是彼此的互相的
The Lord wants that to be in every one of our lives In your life, in my life, that's what the Lord wants
所以在你我的生命里面这就是主耶稣所要的
We don't just come to church so that we can be encouraged and blessed and strengthened and helped.
所以我们来到教会不是只是我们可以得着安慰，可以得着坚固，可以得着帮助。
We come to church to be a blessing.
我们来到教会里也可以成为别人的祝福。
To encourage and to admonish others.
可以鼓励别人，可以帮助坚固别人。
To pray one for another so there can be mutual blessing and fruit born for the kingdom of God.
所以我们可以彼此带导使我们一起来结果子荣耀神
It's my desire that when I come out here to California that somehow or other I can be a blessing to you and help and an encouragement
所以我也是希望每一次我来到加州的时候我就希望或许我可以带给你们一些的安慰来坚固你们
But I also know that when I come and visit you out here I go home also enriched and blessed and strengthened by you
同时呢我也知道每一次我来到你们当中当我回去的时候我就感觉到被坚固被安慰而且被你们帮助到了
See, in the kingdom of God it's not a one-way street
因为在神的国度里面事情都不是单向的而已
We're put into this body and then we through the body there's a flow of the ministry of Christ from one member of the body to the other member of the body
因为我们都是同一个在同一个基督的身体里面那这个肢体之间的帮助就是互相交流的
So what you lack is strengthened by that brother or sister and what this one lacks is strengthened by someone else that in all things Christ may be glorified and the body of Christ strengthened
或许这一个弟兄有一个需要这另外一个弟兄就可以帮助他这一个姐妹有一个需要另外一个姐妹可以帮助他这样基督的身体就被建造起来而且使神得着荣耀
But the basis of this mutual edification is not our ability or our strength or our doing or our trying to help each other
但是这个根基我们之所以可以彼此的帮助不是因为我们有能力彼此的互补
The Bible teaches us that there's an anointing
而圣经告诉我们，因为那里有恩膏。
The anointing of the Spirit of God.
因为是神圣灵的恩膏。
Because the body of Christ is a spiritual body.
因为神基督的身体是一个属灵的身体。
The ministry is a spiritual ministry.
所以基督身体里的事工也是一个属灵的事工。
It has to flow from heaven.
必须是从天而来的。
It has to come from God to you by the Spirit of God upon your life.
必须是从神来的，借着神的灵临到你们的生命里。
So that your ministry, your service to others can be effectual.
所以我们彼此的服事，我们的事工可以有果效。
Otherwise, we're no different than the Rotary Club or the Knights of Columbus or some other organization.
不然的话，我们跟其他世界上的社团是一样的。
We're no different than the self-help group that we can go to and talk to one another and.Try to help one another. That's good, but it doesn't go far enough.
不然的话，我们跟世界上一些彼此帮互相帮补的一些俱乐部是没有不同的。
We need that anointing to serve God acceptably.
我们必须要得着那个从神来的恩膏，所以我们可以有合神心意的侍奉。
In 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, the Apostle Paul says that we have an anointing that comes to us from God.
哥林多后书保罗说我们有从神所领受的恩膏
2 Corinthians chapter 1 it's in verse 21
哥林多前书第一章二十一节
It is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ He anointed us
因为 是神哥林多后书第一章二十一节
He makes you, He makes me, He makes us to stand in ChristHe's anointed us, and the next verse goes on to continue the same thought, where not only has he anointed us, but he has set his seal of ownership on us and put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Christ is that anointing.
基督就是那个神的恩膏。
And to be able to minister or serve in the body of Christ takes that anointing of the Spirit of God.
为了要在基督的身体里面服事，我们必须要有从神来的恩膏。
Now we read of those in the Bible, Old and New Testament, there are those that lost that anointing.
但是我们在圣经里面，我们看见有些人他们失去了神的恩膏。
There were those that were called of God, they were serving the Lord, and God had anointed them for that service.
那些人呢，他们是的确被神了呼召了，而且神也膏了他们。
But they squander that anointing.
但是他们却浪费了神的恩膏。
In the 92nd Psalm, we read that anointing has to be fresh oil. I shall be anointed with fresh oil.
在诗篇92篇，我们看见我们必须要用新油来膏。
We sing that little chorus, fresh anointing, Holy Spirit, breathe on me. I need a new empowering in my life to be used more for thee.
就像有首诗歌说，我们必须要从神得到新的恩膏，有新的恩膏来在我们的生命里面来服侍他。
How often do we need that anointing?
我们我们要多长得到这样子的恩膏吗？ How often do 我们要多长得到这个新鲜的恩膏？
Once a year?
一年一次吗？
Yes, no.
一年一次吗？
Once a month?
还是一个月一次？
Not once a month.
不是一个月一次。
Every Sunday, once a week.
至少每一个主日吗？一个礼拜一次。
Once a week? I got any once a weekers here?
有没有觉得我们一个礼拜得着一次就很好了？
How about every day?
那每一天吗
Anybody for every day?
每一个人
okay,
有人觉得我们应该得到
you win. Every day wins. Yes, every day. I shall be anointed with fresh oil.
是的每一天我们都应该被新鲜的恩膏来膏抹
Today I need a new anointing on my life.
所以今天我们需要新的恩膏在我的生命里面
You were anointed enough yesterday. That's good enough. Once a week. That's done. You're done.
或许说昨天晚上我们已经被膏了 no, 一个礼拜一次已经够了
Serving the Lord is 24/7 365 days out of the year Every moment of every day I need to operate and move under the anointing of the Spirit of God
服侍主是 一个礼拜七天一天二十四小时一年三百六十五天我们每一个时刻在服侍神的时候都需要在神的恩膏里面服侍
Just like I continually need to be washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ
就好像我时刻都需要被神的宝血来洁净
Just like I need to be being filled continually being filled with the Spirit of God
就像我应该不时的不断地被圣灵来充满一样
So I need a present, current, up-to-date anointing of the Spirit of God upon my life so that I can minister effectually to others.
所以同样的我也在时时刻刻都需要从神来的新鲜的恩膏所以我可以来服侍人
We don't just minister to others publicly.
我们不是只是在公众的场合来服侍人而已。
It's not just the clergy to the laity.
也不是只是传道人在对着会众来服侍而已。
We are all called to be a kingdom of priests before God.
因为我们每一个人都被呼召在神的国度里做祭司。
We are all called upon to have grace so that we might serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear.
我们每一个人都被呼召要靠着神的恩典用圣公义圣洁来侍奉神。
Your service in the body of Christ counts.
我们每一个人的在基督身体里的服事都算数的。
If we could get that into our mentality, Christ is all and in all.
我们心里必须有这样子的一个观念，而且基督是一切，又在一切之内。
He wants me to be a conduit of blessing to others, to someone else.
他希望我们成为一个祝福的管道，把让祝福可以带给别人。
Maybe to thousands of people at a time.
或许同时可以对着数千人。
Maybe to one person at a time.
有的时候我们只是服侍一个人。
But every ministry is important.
但是每一项的事工，每一个服侍都是重要的。
And every ministry that is wrought in God needs to flow from heaven.
但是每一个服侍呢，如果都必须要从神来的，从天上来的恩膏。
And so the classic example is King Saul, who was anointed by God.
我们最常用的一个例子呢，就是扫罗王，他是被神膏的一个王。
But he didn't continue in that because of his own waywardness.
但是因着他的软弱，他并没有持续的活在神的恩膏里。
The spirit of God, that anointing from God, withdrew from Saul.
所以神的灵，神的恩膏就从扫罗的身上离开了。
An evil spirit came and began to trouble him, a spirit that wasn't right.
然后就有一个不对的灵，就是一个邪灵，就开始来搅扰他。
He began to manifest terrible things and displays of anger and outrage and murderous, venomous thoughts.
然后他就开始有一些这些很邪恶的表现，他就开始很生气，后来甚至于谋杀。
And the anointing is not just an individual matter, but it is also a collective matter.
恩膏呢，不但只是给个人的，而且也是给团体的。
A body of believers, a church of believers, we always want to collectively have Christ in us, in our body that we worship with, and that He may be glorified, and that our service might be effective for His kingdom.
当一群圣徒在一起的时候，我们一起敬拜神，一起服侍神的时候，我们也希望神的同在降下来，而且在一起我们领受这个恩膏，我们来服侍，有效的来服侍神。
If that's not the case, then as we read in the Bible, Ichabod is written, the presence of God has departed.
如果不是的话，神的同在也会离开这一个族群。
We read that Samson went out as he had done before, anointed by the Spirit of God, but One time he went out, he wist not that the Spirit of God had departed from him.
就好像我们读到参孙的故事，有一次他出去的时候，他并不知道神的灵已经离开了他。
Lord, I need your anointing today.
主啊，我需要你今天的恩膏。
But in order for your anointing, I need to be clean today.
但是为着要得着你的恩膏，我今天必须是洁净的。
I need to be washed in your blood so that your anointing can come upon my life, so that your ministry can flow from me.
我必须是洁净的，我必须接受你的宝血来洁净我，使我可以得着你的恩膏，所以我可以来服侍你。
You can't really separate the fruitfulness from one from the other.
所以我们不可以把那个结果子跟这些分开来。
In Psalm 23, that very familiar passage of scripture, you know how David says, "Thou anointest my head with oil."
就像在诗篇二十三篇，我们都非常熟悉的。大卫说：“你用油膏了我的头。”
Just like the shepherd anoints the sheep.
就好像一个牧羊人，他会来膏他的羊，就在他的羊身上抹油。
If you've read Philip Keller's book, The Former Shepherd, and he writes about what that means, it's a very, I think it's a very good book, an insightful book.
就像有一本书，这个作者呢，他从前就是一个牧羊人，所以他就描写了这个牧羊的事情。
He said every good shepherd will anoint their sheep with oil.
他就说每一个好的牧羊人呢，他都会用油来抹他的羊。
It will ward off the parasites, the mites that would burrow into the wool and then into the skin of the sheep.
因为不然的话，羊呢就会有寄生虫或是一些小虫子在他的皮肤上。
Particularly vulnerable would be the ears, and if they would lay their eggs inside the ear or something like that, it would literally drive the sheep crazy.
不然的话，有一些小虫子呢，就会跑到这个羊的耳朵里面，就会在那里生蛋，使这个羊的耳朵， 发痒或是甚至于发烂。
But the shepherd would anoint that sheep.
但是一个好牧羊人呢，他就会在羊的身上、羊的头上抹油。
That would make all the difference.
那这就会很不一样，让羊的生活很不一样。
I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Thou anointest my head with oil.
所以我们每天需要有新的膏油被恩膏，就像诗篇说的，你用油膏了我的头。
I pray that this morning, even as we're reading these things and thinking about them together, that the Lord will just pour out His anointing.
我希望在今天我们在讲的时候呢，神就会赐下他的恩膏来。
That throughout this meeting, not necessarily when we get to the end, but throughout the meeting, that our hearts would be open to receive a fresh anointing.
或许在今天，就在现在，在这个聚会当中，我们把我们的心打开，神的恩膏就降下来。
That the oil of His Spirit will descend upon us anew, fresh today.
所以今天就在现在，神的灵就会带着这个恩膏降下来。
There's something that happens that benefits the whole body of Christ.
因为这样子的事情可以帮助整个教会，整个基督的身体。
In the 133rd Psalm, it talks there about the anointing, that oil that flowed down Aaron's beard, even to his skirts, is likened unto brethren and sisters that dwell together in unity.
在诗篇133篇那里就说，弟兄同睦和睦同居是何等善，何等的美，在那边他就。描绘就好像这个膏油这样子流从亚伦的头上流下来，流到他的胡须，流到他的衣襟。
That anointing of His Spirit just sort of takes care of the friction.
而神的恩膏呢，也会来解决在基督身体之间的一些的矛盾和摩擦。
It helps the body of Christ to love one another.
使基督的身体的肢体呢，可以彼此的相爱。
Not necessarily for our own sake, but as Jesus prayed in John 17, that the world may know.
不单只是为了我们自己的缘故，但是就好像主耶稣在约翰福音17章那里祷告的，所以世人因为看见我们彼此相爱，就能够认识我们是基督徒。
How blessed it is when brethren and sisters dwell together in unity.
诗篇里就说，当弟兄姐妹在一起和睦同居的时候，是何等的善，何等的美，这是何等的祝福。
Where we all work together and serve together.
因为我们都一起来服侍，一起来同工。
Where those that run the audio and visual systems, they're on the same page as those that are playing the instruments and music, as so are the ushers, and so are the greeters, and so are the pastors and teachers. Everyone is working together in unity and harmony.
不管是在管音响的，或是在台上弹琴的、唱歌的，在做招待的，或是牧师们，我们大家都彼此的一起在基督的身体里服侍，一起和睦。
Those that are assigned to cooking and cleaning up in the cafeteria and taking care of the garbage and cleaning the restrooms and straightening out the auditorium, that's all important to serve one another.
有些弟兄姐妹被安排在厨房里服侍，在那边分饭食，或是在那边打扫，或是在厕所清洁的，这些服侍都非常的重要，因为我们都是彼此的侍奉。
And as we're serving one another, we're serving Christ.
因为当我们彼此侍奉的时候，我们就是在侍奉基督。
And as we do it as unto the Lord, there's the unity and the blessing that flows from heaven.
当我们彼此侍奉，而且我们都是向着主的时候，在这个合一的里面，就有神的同在，就有神的祝福。
I know we've sung this chorus before, but you know that little chorus when we all pull together.
我们以前唱过这个副歌，就是当我们都
when we all pull together, how happy we'll be.
当我们都一起在
Do you know that chorus?When we all will pull together, together, together. When we all will pull together, how happy we'll be. For your work is my work, and our work is God's work. If we all will pull together, how happy we'll be.
当我们一起同工的时候，你的工作就是我的工作，那我们一起来服侍神，这是何等的喜乐。
See, what would I do without Christine? We have to pull together.
Yes.
She preaches her own sermon, I preach mine. I don't know what she's saying, and I hope she knows what I'm saying.
就好像我们两个要一起同工，不然的话，他说他的，我说我的。
But we have to work together.
但是我们必须一起同工。
And I believe that as we learn to do that better.
当我们一起学习，能够更好的配搭。
There's an anointing. It's a very spiritual thing.
这是一个非常属灵的实际。
This isn't, you know.Religion B or 102 or something. This is important.
这不是只是一个宗教的课程，这是非常重要的一个实际。
It's in that unity that God commands His blessing.
只有在那个合一的里面，神才会祝福。
And that blessing that God commands is the ointment, the oil that flowed down Aaron's beard all the way down to the bottom of his phylactery, his garment.
而这个祝福呢，就是神会把他的恩膏赐下来，就好像在那个亚伦头上的那个恩膏会一直流，流到他的胡须衣襟，一直流到底。
Just like last night, I wasn't interested in ankle deep water.
就好像昨天晚上我讲到的，我们不是只想要圣灵的水流就到踝子骨这么深而已。
I'm not interested in a little dab of oil either.
我也不是想要只是在我的额头上稍微点一下这个油而已。
Oh, that God could pour out His Spirit upon us, that it'll flow right down, all the way down to our beards that I don't have, all the way down to the skirt that I don't have either. But that God would just pour out that anointing oil upon us in copious measures.
而我盼望的，我何等的盼望，就是神能够倾倒下来他的那个他的恩膏整整的倾倒下来，从我们的头上直流到我们的胡须，流到衣襟，流到裙底。
I thank God for what He does.
我非常感谢神所做的工作。
Could it be better?
但是我想，神是不是可以有更好的结果呢
？Could the anointing on your life be fresher than it is?
是不是神在我们身上的恩膏可以更新鲜呢？
Could it be in greater measure and capacity than it is?
是不是我们可以承受恩膏的度量更大一点呢？
Christ is all and in all.
因为基督是一切又在一切之内。
And He wants to make every one of those that are in Christ fruitful.
他也希望每一个在基督里的人都可以结果子。
That's why in Philippians 4 he says to two ladies that are in the church, Euodias and Syntyche, you got to be of the same mind in the Lord. We can't have a schism in the church.
所以就好像在腓立比书第四章，保罗就劝那两位女执事，你们要在基督里合一。
I probably have told you this, but my classic example is that little boy from Pilgrim Camp many years ago.
我想我可能跟你们说过了这个故事，就是很多年以前在 Pilgrim Camp 就有一个小男孩。
He was let's see, he was 9 years old.
当时他是九岁。
And I was one of the camp counselors that year, and the boys were at the front at the altar and they were praying and seeking the Lord.
当时我是他的辅导，当时这些男孩子们就来到了台前，就在那边祷告，在那边寻求神。
And I was behind the boys, and I looked up to see how they were doing or what they were doing.
当时我就是在那个男孩子的后面，我就这样子抬头看看，看见他们在做什么。
There was one little boy at the altar, that 9 year old, and he had his one hand up in the air, and he was worshiping the Lord and loving Jesus.
那这个男孩子呢，我就看见他举起一只手来，他在那边敬拜神。
But then I noticed that with the other hand, he was punching the guy next to him in the back.
然后我就发现他用另外一只手呢，就打他旁边的这个小男孩。
I've never forgotten that because I still see people do that.
我从来没有忘记那个情形，因为到如今我仍然看见人这么做。
Oh, literally they don't do that, but spiritually that's what they do. Oh, Lord, you're wonderful. I love you, Jesus. I love you.Thank you, Lord.
但是当然呢，我不是真正的看见人就是这么的打，但是在属灵里，我常常看见人这么做，一只手举起来赞美神，另外一只手在属灵里就打他的同伴。
That precludes God's anointing.
这就会防止神的恩膏降下来。
The ministry from heaven can't flow when you're doing this with the other hand.
当我们这样子做的时候，那个恩膏。就不会降下来。
We've got to raise both hands towards heaven.
我们必须把双手都举起来，向着天。
We've got to open up our hearts wide to Jesus.
我们必须把我们的心都完全的向耶稣打开。
So that His anointing will rest upon our lives.
所以耶稣神的恩膏就可以临到我们的生命里。
Leviticus chapter 14. Don't even turn there in the interest of time. I'm sure you know the chapter. I'm sure you know the story of how. There it's talking about the priests and how they needed to be anointed.
在利未记第十四章，我们不需要翻，在那里呢，他就讲到所有的器具都需要被高。
The priests were those that stood on behalf of the people before God.
哦，在那里说到祭司，他们在神面前站立侍奉的都必须要受高。
As I said before, Peter says that we are a kingdom of priests before God. We offer up spiritual sacrifices to God.
就好像我刚刚说，在彼得他在他的书信里也说，我们都是神君尊的祭司。
And in that chapter in Leviticus, the Lord is talking there to the priests and instructing that they needed to have blood put upon the thumb of their right hand, their right ear lobe, and the great toe of their right foot.
在利未记里就说，这些祭司他在受膏之前呢，必须在他的大拇指、还有脚拇指、还有他的耳垂子先抹上血。
There are a number of reasons why it was the ear and the finger and the toe, but suffice to say, from head to toe, they needed to come under the blood.
当然，这是很有讲究的。为什么是耳朵，又是手，又是脚？换句话说，就是从头到尾，我们必须要抹上血。
Now, there's a reason why we started on Friday evening or Saturday evening or whatever evening it was.Talking about, first of all, the blood. The blood cleanses us. The blood washes us.
这就是为什么在礼拜六晚上我们的信息先开始的时候就说我们都必须要受宝血来洁净。
The anointing doesn't go first. First, the blood.
因为膏油不是先来的，先来的是血。
But where that blood has been applied, there on top of that, as far as the priests were concerned, right on top of the blood, you needed to put the oil on the thumb, on the toe, and on the ear.
但是对这些祭司们在服事之前抹上血之后在同样的地方呢就再抹上油
That's the way the Lord wants to work in our lives. He wants us to be clean so that His anointing can rest upon our lives.
神也是希望我在我们的生命里面做同样的事情先我们先被血洁净了然后再被油膏抹
And the priests to qualify them for service needed to be anointed with oil.
所以所有的祭司在侍奉神面前他们必须要受膏。
The prophets who spoke the word of the Lord, they needed to be anointed with oil.
所有的先知要在为神做出口之前，他们也必须受膏。
Samuel, take your oil and anoint this one to be prophet. Samuel, take your oil and anoint this one to be king. Samuel, take your oil and anoint them. Without the anointing, they weren't qualified for service.
我们就看见耶和华不断地告诉撒母耳，撒母耳，你拿起你的油去膏这个人，膏他做王，膏那个人，膏他做王。他总是说，撒母耳，你拿起你的油来。
And so prophet, priests, and kings all needed to be anointed by God so that they could serve the people of God and serve God acceptably.
所以就在旧约里面，我们看见所有的先知、祭司。和君王他们在服事之前服事神的百姓之前都必须要受膏然后他们才可以做合神心意的服事
It's still that way with us today
今天我们也是一样的
We still need that anointing to qualify us for service
要我们在侍奉之前我们仍然需要被膏
We just read with the young people or the English group inside how Jesus being full of the Holy Spirit was driven by theSpirit to be tempted by the devil in the wilderness, filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们刚刚在英文组那边，我们就看到，我们也讲到，耶稣被圣灵充满之后，就被圣灵催逼去受试探。
And after that Spirit of God came upon him, then it qualified Jesus for service, and then he began to serve for those 3 years of his life.
所以在耶稣他在出来服事之前，他也照样的被圣灵充满。所以他可以在圣灵里服事。
The disciples in their day knew as much as anybody about Jesus.
当时的使徒们，他们认识耶稣。
They had been with him for almost 3 years.
因为这些使徒们，他们跟着耶稣差不多三年之久。
They had heard so many of his sermons.
他听了耶稣讲无数的道。
How easy would that have been? Just to take the sermon that Jesus spoke and just preach the same sermon.
所以对他们来说，或许不是很要讲道，不是很简单吗？就是把耶稣听过耶稣讲的道再来讲一遍就好啦。
If Jesus said it, it must be good.
如果耶稣曾经讲过的道，那一定是很好的。
So let's say the same thing he said. That'll be good too.
那我们讲道的时候呢，就来讲耶稣所讲过的道，不就好了吗
？No, that's not the way it works.
但是不是不能这样子的。
Jesus was anointed with that oil of gladness above his fellows, and those disciples, before they could go out and do the works of Christ, needed to be anointed with that same oil.
因为耶稣受圣灵充满，他受膏比他的同伴受喜乐的油膏比他的同伴更多。那他的使徒们在受 在服事之前也同样的要受圣灵的膏。
Oh, but we know Jesus. We walked with him. We talked with him. We have fellowship with him. We ate with him. We saw all the miracles that he did. We're really, Jesus and I, we're co-workers. We're tight.
使徒们可能会想说，我们跟耶稣是非常好的，我们住在一起，吃在一起，我听过他讲无数的道，我跟他是好朋友。
That was all true, but don't you dare go out of the city of Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and then you will be witnesses for me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth.
但是那样子是不够的，没有圣灵的恩膏，他们不可以离开耶路撒冷，他们要在那里只等到从上头来的能力，使他们被膏了以后，才能在犹大全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极为主做见证。
Don't you dare try to mimic what I say and copy what I do and think you'll have the same success. What it takes is for you to have what I had, which was the anointing of the Spirit of God.
不要想你就照着耶稣的话就这样子 照样的说照样的画葫芦就好了，这是不可能的，你必须要得到圣灵的恩膏，你才可能服侍神。
And I just want to mention this also, that you read it in Exodus 40, Exodus 29, Exodus 30, all through the Old Testament, that everything that was used in the tabernacle, everything, every implement, every snipper to light the, or snip the fuse on the, or the wick on the fire. Everything needed to be anointed with oil.
在出埃及记里面，很多的地方我们就看见，在会幕里各样的器具，甚至于连这个剪刀都需要受膏。
Everything that was used in service for the Lord needed to be anointed.
所有必须要来用来服侍神的这些器具都需要被膏。
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. I think we need that today also. Everything that's used to serve and in service for the Lord.Needs to be anointed.
所以我觉得今天我们也应该是一样，不管是任何的人，不管任何的事，要用来服侍神的，都必须要受膏。
You can be part of the worship team and sing, or you can be part of the worship team and sing.
是的。
And there's a difference.
你可以同时是在敬拜团队里，但是敬拜跟唱诗是有不一样的。
It's not talent on exhibition, of course. It's not that we're interested in. We want to bring the blessing of God to the people of God.
当我们敬拜的时候，不是说你有才华就好了，而是我们希望能够带下神的祝福，神的同在。
As you play the instruments, whether it be the guitar or the keyboard, the boom, boom, boom thing, whatever it is that you play or do, do it all to the glory of God. Do it all under the anointing of the Spirit of God. That makes the difference.
不管我们是弹什么样的，或是打鼓的，或是弹琴的，弹吉他的，我们都希望能够带下神的祝福来，在神的恩膏里面服侍。
An old minister many years ago was on his way home from traveling from one town to another, and he was taking the train.
有一个传道人，有一个神的仆人，他有一次侍奉完了之后呢，他坐火车回家。
He played a violin often and well.
他常常拉小提琴，而且拉得很好。
And as he was traveling home, he had just passed the station, was on his way to the next station to reach his destination, when the Holy Spirit just checked him in his spirit, in his soul, and said, you should have gotten off back there and gone to visit this particular home where this pastor's daughter was very, very sick.
所以他在火车上坐火车回家的时候，在当他经过了一个站的时候，他感觉到圣灵跟他说，你刚刚应该下来那个站，因为你应该去拜访一个牧师的女儿，因为他的女儿生病了。
So in obedience to the Spirit of God, he got off the train, he went back and got on the train, next train going the other direction.
所以他就顺服他在里面圣灵的恩膏，他就下了火车，而且搭着反方向的火车，要回去前面的那一个站。
He went into this home where the pastor's daughter was nigh death.
他就到了那个牧师的家里，这个牧师的女儿病得差不多要死了。
He knocked on the door and they allowed him to come in, and he noticed that the parents were very forlorn and distraught.
他就敲了门进去了以后，看见这些父母亲他非常的消沉。
He went up into the room where that girl was lying in bed.
所以他就去了这个女儿的房间。这个女儿躺在床上。
He didn't say anything, he didn't pray anything, at least not outwardly, but he just opened up his violin case and took out his violin.
他没有说什么，也没有祷告什么，但是他就从他的箱子里面把他的小提琴拿出来。
And he began to play.
他就开始拉他的提琴。
And he played and he played.
他就开始拉他的提琴。
And not too long after he had begun to play.
但他拉了不久之后。
Strength came to that girl.
能力就进入了这个女孩子
身上。Life came into her body.
生命进入了她的身体里。
She sat up in bed, made perfectly well.
她就从床上坐起来，完全好了。
Brother Wanamaker put his violin back in the case and went back out.
她就把这个神的仆人呢，就把她的提琴放在箱子里，就离开了。
Mission accomplished.
因为神要她做的已经做到了。
He didn't pray the prayer of faith to save the sick. He didn't lay hands on her at that particular time, at least. He just simply played his violin.
那一天，他没有做任何的祷告，他也没有按手在病人的身上，他就是拉他的小提琴。
Just playing that instrument brought the presence of Jesus.
他就是拉他的提琴呢，就把耶稣的同在带来。
And when Jesus comes,
当耶稣来了
，miracles happen.
神迹就出现了。
When Jesus comes, all is changed.
当耶稣来了，一切都改变了。
When Jesus comes, he takes the gloom and he fills the life with glory.
当耶稣来的时候，就把悲伤的人的生命里带来了荣耀。
David in the Bible experienced the same thing when an evil spirit troubled Saul.
大卫他也有同样的经历，当恶魔来搅扰扫罗的时候，他就弹他的琴。
Yes. David began to play. You remember the story? And all of a sudden, God's presence, God's spirit, God's anointing came just as he played the harp and it soothed and calmed Saul.
当他在那边弹竖琴的时候，神的同在就降下来，就安慰了扫罗的心。
Oh, if you play an instrument, if you speak, if you minister in any capacity, no matter what you do, no matter how you fit into the body of Christ, seek for fresh anointing upon your life.
所以在基督的身体里，不管你的服事是什么，或许你是弹一个乐器，或是你会说什么，不管你做什么，让我们都来寻求神新鲜的恩膏。
Let your garments be always white.
让你的衣服时常洁白。
And let your head lack no oil.
让你的头也不缺少膏油。
Let me close with reading a verse from 1 John chapter 2.
在结束之前，我要来读一节圣经，就是约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2, reading verse 20.
二十节。
But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth.
你们从那圣者受了恩膏，并且知道这一切的事。
All of you.All of you,
所有的人，你们所有的人。
All of you have an anointing from the Holy One.
你们每一个人都从圣者受了恩膏。
In verse 27, it says, "As for you, the anointing that you received from Him remains in you. You do not need anyone to teach you, but as His anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you."Remain in Him.
二十七节，你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并且不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
What is it that anointing teaches us to remain in Him?
这恩膏到底教训我们什么呢？是教训我们要住在主里面。
Christ in you.
基督在你们里面
is all and he is in all.
他是一切，而且又在一切之内。
Just remain in him.
住在他里面。
So John 15, Jesus talks over and over again. Remain in me. Remain. Abide in me. Abide in me. Abide in me. And then you'll bring forth fruit. And then you'll bring forth more fruit. And then you'll bring forth fruit that will redound to the glory of my Father who is in heaven.
在约翰福音十五章，约翰就不断地说：“你们要住在主里面，你们要常在我里面，你们要住在主里面，你们就可以结果子，而且结果子更多，而且结果子可以长存，把荣耀归给父神。”
Dear Father, we pray that you will help us to remain in you.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们，让我们能够常常住在你里面。
Teach us how to abide in the vine.
也教导我们如何能够住在身体里面。
We want to bring forth fruit.
我们希望能够结果子。
We want our Father to be glorified.
使我们的父可以得着荣耀。
But how we need your life, how we need your cleansing, how we need your anointing.
主啊，但是我们何等需要从你得生命，从你得洁净，从你得恩膏。
Lord, we can do all of this in our own strength, in our own effort, and it doesn't it doesn't go very far.
如果靠着我们自己的努力，我们是达不到的。
But help us, Lord. Help us to learn to tap into heaven and let the ministry from heaven flow into us and then through us.
主啊，帮助我们，帮助我们常常与天连结，所以我们可以从天来得着这个侍奉的能力，侍奉的恩膏。
Bless this church, Lord.
主啊，祝福这个教会。
Anoint, oh God. Anoint by your Spirit.
主啊，你来恩膏这个教会，用你的灵来恩膏这个教会。
Lord, the ministry right here at home and in the base, and the ministry that goes out from this place around the world.
所以，在这里的侍奉，还有从这里出去能够服侍世界的侍奉
，Let it flow from heaven.
都是从天而流出来的。
I pray, dear Lord, that everyone in this assembly would seek for a fresh anointing upon their ministry.
主啊，我向你祷告，向你求，每一位在这里的同工都会向你求那新鲜的恩膏。
I pray, Lord, that you will set us into yourself in such a way that we will go no more out, but that you will live out your life in us.
所以你可以从我们的生命里面活出来。
Hold your hand over everyone, we pray.
主啊，你来握住我们每一个的手。
Keep us in your love.
让我们保守我们常常在你的爱中。
Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord.
主啊，让我们心里的意念、口里的言语在你面前蒙悦纳。
We thank you for your presence with us.
主啊，我们感谢你，你的同在。
We thank you for helping us in these days.
主啊，我们感谢你在这些天对我们的帮助。
We thank you for the family of God and the body of Christ where we can be mutually edified.
主啊，我们感谢你在神的家庭里面，在这个基督的身体里面，我们可以彼此的建立。
May we all do our part to the praise and honor and glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
让我们都能够把一切的颂赞荣耀归给我们的父和耶稣基督。
In your name we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.